Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Afreilich Chanukah, Happy Chanukah. Tonight is the second night of Chanukah. We lit a few hours ago the second candle, the second flame. I just want to mention that, first of all, it's a beautiful Kiddush Hashem that on the first snow night of the season, we have a packed house. Baruch Hashem. If my wife's grandfather, Allah Shalom, he would always say by a simcha, by a family gathering of a simcha, let it be a shavah brachas or a bris. He was a survivor from the camps. And he said, this is the best revenge when another Jew is run into the world, when another Jewish simcha is taking place. And as my Rosh Hashiva said, there's no simcha like simchas ha-Torah. So I just want to thank everybody for coming. Give you a big yashar koyach to everybody. It's not easy driving outside. It's late. And the sufganiyot, or sufganiyos, however you like to say them, the donuts, in honor of Chanukah, are sponsored by Rabbi Yehuda Nozenshok. It's a minhag to have these type of foods. So Rabbi Nozenshok felt that we should have some here as well. We are in the middle of Oz Yashir. And tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, we will Yisiyat Deshmai, with the help of Hashem, connect Oz Yashir with the Yontif of Chanukah. And we'll begin. Oz Yashir Moshe Ovenei Yisrael Esan Shira Hazo Yisrael Hashem Vayomer Leimor. And we said that Bnei Yisrael, as we spoke about last week, they sang this song to Hashem in unison, according to one opinion. They repeated after Moshe Rabbeinu, according to another opinion. But one of the nisim was that they all heard Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no loudspeaker, no microphone. That was a chelik of the nis, as our Schwab Zatzal points out, as we mentioned last week. Vayomru leimor, what do they say? Ashiru l'Hashem ki goy go. Hashem, I will sing to Hashem because He is the power, the mighty power above everything. He is exalted. He is goy go. He is above all. If there is anyone with arrogance, he has to realize there is someone above him. Hashem took Paro, who said he was God, he was arrogant. And goy goy, God is above the arrogant. Paro said, I am God, I created the Yor, I created the waters, I made myself, said Paro. And Hashem showed him who is in charge. Sus v'roich v'yrom v'yom, the horse with its rider, he hurled into the sea. The question has to be asked. Who leads who? Is it the horse leading the rider? Or is the rider in charge of the horse? And that is our question, our first question for tonight. Because the Pasuk here says, Sus v'roich v'yrom v'yom, the horse leading its rider into the sea. Should it not be the other way around? The rider leading its horse. The rider has the reins sitting on top, riding the horse, directing, go right, go left, go straight, or stop. But that's not what's being said over here. With that, we'll leave this question, and we'll enter the world of Chanukah. First and foremost, I think it's very important to mention that it wasn't Antiochus, and it wasn't Haman, and it wasn't Paro, to bring things a little closer, it wasn't Hitler, Yimach Shemam, and all the other enemies that the Jewish nation has felt over the years. It wasn't these evil people who were in charge, who brought the problems upon us. As we've discussed in the past, the way the world works is that we are responsible for everything. When they say the Jews run the world, they are correct. Maybe one day we'll be on, big loudspeaker, they'll hear us saying it. And it will be. When will that day come? When Mashiach comes, and Nemar Bayoimahu Yashem Echor Shmayachad. As we end up with Aleinu, and it says that on that day, Hashem's name will be one. Amongst the whole entire world, they will all see that God is in charge of everything. And as we'll explain, what does it mean that the Jews run the world? So we have a situation by Hanukkah now. We're holding by the Yontif of Hanukkah, where the Kohanim, the priests, they were Misrashel and Avoida. To some degree, they weakened their service to Hashem. By doing that, and other sins as well, they brought Yavon, the enemy of Yavon, to attack. And whenever there is a problem in Klal Yisrael, whenever there's a problem in the world, the first place to look is in the mirror. Whenever we hear sometimes of wanting to correct something, so natural inclination is, I know exactly who to speak to. I know exactly all of his faults. I know exactly what he has to correct. The first place to look is always in the mirror. Chazal tell us, Yavon hechshicha einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeiraseyin. The Greeks, they darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael b'gzeiraseyin with their decrees. How did they do this? With chokhmah. Chazal tell us, Toyer v'goyim antamin. If a person says the goyim have Toyer, don't believe them. Chokhmah b'goyim, says the Medrash in Eicha Rabbah. If the goyim say they have chokhmah, believe them. There is chokhmah b'goyim, but not Toyer. Yavon, with the chokhmah that they used, with this wisdom, the thought-out plan, they wanted to annihilate the spirituality of the Jewish nation. And they said there's no Shabbos. They said no Bris Milah. They said no Rosh Chodesh. These were three of the major decrees they decreed against us. If one is caught performing a Bris Milah, I married this past summer to bring another boy into the Bris Milah. If they would have seen that scenario and been there, they would have taken us and it would have been all over. They find a Jew keeping Shabbos, it's all over. Another decree the Rambam brings down was the doors are not allowed to be locked. No privacy. Sometimes there's something called the Iker Netofel. We have these jelly donuts, excuse me for saying the donuts now, but just for... What's the Iker? Is it the donut, the jelly? Is a dreidel. Why do we play dreidel? We play dreidel because when the Yevonim would come to see what the Jews are doing, when they barged in at any given moment, so quickly the Jews, the little children, they took out the dreidel and started spinning. But underneath, they hid it very well. They were learning. Whatever text, whatever, maybe it was, whatever it was. Sometimes people only play dreidel. And they don't start the learning. Sometimes they play dreidel their whole life. And they don't start the learning. Another decree was Kisru lachem al keren hashor, write for yourselves on the horn of the ox. She'ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. And that you have no portion in the God of Israel. This was a decree. You got a letter in the mail. Or we're talking about the Yavon here, so very sophisticated. You got an email. What was the email? Email said, by tomorrow afternoon, Kisu lachem. I know why you're smiling. I wouldn't get it, right? I'm trying to get my email set up. Kisu lachem al keren hashor. Write for yourselves on the horn. On the horn of the shore. Ein lachem chelek. You have no chelek, no portion of the God of Israel. This was a decree. I just saw yesterday in the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Tazria, Siman Yud Aleph, if one did not listen and obey, it was a death sentence. Now, what's this big decree? Okay, don't keep Shabbos. Shabbos. We know that if we don't keep Shabbos, it's like a person worship idols. Shabbos is the foundation that we say that God is in control of the world. The Bris Milah shows that we are part of the nation. Rosh Chodesh, without a Rosh Chodesh, we don't know where the Yontifs are. We can't keep track of anything. What is this decree? Write for yourselves on the horn of this shore, this animal, of this ox, that you have no chelik in the God of Israel. How does this weigh up here in these decrees? That so much so, Chazal tell us, that Yavon was hechshicha in name of Xeriseyin. They darkened our eyes with their decrees, and this is one of the decrees.
This one was especially bad because they used this one as to people.
Okay. So, one explanation. We're going to different angle. The Maral explains that the Keren Hashor, the horn of the ox, of the cow, there was a previous cow that existed in the Jewish nation. There was the Paraduma. But before the Paraduma, there was another cow. What was that cow? The Egel Azov, the golden calf. The Maral explains that Yavon was telling us as follows. Kisu lachem al keren hashor, write for yourselves in the horn. Shein lachem chelek be'elokei, so you have no portion in the God of Israel. Because you sinned by the chet ha'egel, you sinned by the golden calf. If you sinned by the golden calf, God got rid of you. God hates you. You could have a bunch of all-stars, but if you don't win the World Series, the manager's gone. And if not just the manager, the GM's gone. Here's a situation where Yavin is telling the Jewish nation, Hashem said, I'm getting rid of you. I'm getting rid of the whole entire team. I'm starting with a different team. That's stage number one. Kisu lachem, write for yourselves. And the point is that Hashem is saying, you sinned in the Chet Egel, I take you out of Mitzrayim. I perform all these miracles for you. And that's how you act. You're gone. That was the first message Yavin wanted to tell us. And that's why it was specifically Al Keren Hashor, on the horn of the ox, of this bull. Why not buy the mezuzah? Take down the mezuzah. Write down on the doorpost. You have no more portion in the God of Israel. But it was specifically to tell us, no, it was the Chet Egel. You Jews sinned by the Chet Egel. It's all over. That was stage number one. Step number one. It was a thought out plan. Yavin weren't just attacking and taking their weapons and just shooting around like what took place in Omaha, Nebraska, was it today, right? I wasn't just shooting a machine gun or bullets flying everywhere. We have to understand a little the Chet Egel now. What was the Chet Egel? How was it that Klai Yisrael comes out from Mitzrayim and they come to sin? Is this their God? Is this what they were thinking? It's one of the most difficult parshas to understand. And we'll try to, Mitzvah Hashem, explain it a little tonight. In the Merkava, on the chariot, which is in Shemayim, in the heavens, let me preface by saying I have no idea what these things mean. Once again, on the chariot, which is in the heavens, on the right side you have the face of a lion, on the left side you have the face of a shor, of an ox, of a bull, cow, same animal. On the right, the lion, the aryeh, is power. We always say the right is yamin, is strength. Left is not as strong, is weaker than the right. The right, the aryeh, the lion, represents nisim. Nisim gluyim, open miracles. The left represents teva, nature. They're all running under God's power, but one in the open miracles, one in what we call nature. I'll just tell you, tonight's snowing. A few years ago, I was walking home from shul, and it was a blizzard. I was by my parents' house in Highland Park, New Jersey, and a friend of mine, we're walking home, and he told me how he was in yeshiva in Cleveland. And he never saw snow his whole entire life, when he was a bacher. And all of a sudden, he was up late one night, and it started to snow. And he's looking out the window, and he couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he woke up all of his roommates. He said, "You see what's going on here? The snow is coming down." And they thought he was crazy. They were really upset at him also. Even Teva, even nature, is because we're used to it. Why should snow come down? Here's this yeshiva bacher. He sees snow coming down, and he's amazed. What is this? And I think it was Sunday morning, we had a little dandruff of snow. So I hear one of my children, "Abba, look, there's so much snow outside." Like, we all saw what was there. It was like nothing on the ground. They're like, "Abba, let's make a snowman." A little getting carried away over here. But sometimes, even for the children, when for them, the young children, they're not used to it as well, to see the snow every single day, every single year. So it's an amazing sight. And the truth is, that's the way we have to react when we see a flower growing. But because we're used to it all, so it doesn't affect us. Back to the explanation of the Chet HaEgel. It used to be, in normal situations, a person took a shor, an ox, and he used this ox to plow with, to do avodah, to work with, harisha. That was the main animal used, the strong bull. Because it represents the koyach hateva of nature. More recent, the horse is used for these things. It used to be horses were used for war. Even more recent, we have the machines, so... When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us out with Nisim Gluyim, open miracles. Tzias Mitzrayim, the 10 Machos, Kriyas Yamsuf, like we're discussing tonight, the Mon that came from Shemayim, the water, the Be'er, the Anani Kavoy, the clouds of glory. We're saying words, and we have unfortunately no Shaychas, no relationship to these words, to all these open miracles. Because we never saw them. Things that we don't see, we just have this ability to try to imagine what Chazal tell us. What was the mistake of Klai Yisrael? They made a mistake and thought as follows. If Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer with us, he is our leader in the laws of Nisan, of miracles. If he is not with us, then the miracles will cease to exist. The world will run on a different way, called Teva, nature. That was their mistake. So what did they want to do? They wanted to make for themselves a simon, a sign, to say, we're going to now work in serving Hashem according to the laws of nature. What was the simon, the sign, the samal, the sign of nature? The ox, the shor, the cow. And they made the golden calf for that reason. To serve Hashem through what? Through Teva. This is what Chazal explained as the Ramban brings down in Shmois, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, and Rav Dessler's Masbir, he elaborates even more. Tonight's shir, by the way, is basically coming from the Sefer Sisi Chaim on Chanukah. So we see, they wanted to change their way of life from Nisim, from nature, from Nisim, from miracles, open miracles, to Teva. Because they thought if Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer with us, we cannot live without Moshe Rabbeinu on the miracle level. We'll have to serve Hashem through Teva, through nature. So they take the golden calf, and they make the golden calf as their new Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a big danger, a possible danger that can exist with this. And that's that a person will forget, Chas V'Shalom, about Hashem. And he looks at Teva and he sees Teva. He sees what's called Mother Nature. And he forgets about there's someone on top in charge of the snow coming down. There's someone in charge of this grass coming up. Someone just told me, that he knows some people, they were planting the apple tree once, and a pear tree came out. So, you know, he said, what must have happened is that, you know, the apple tree didn't work, but someone else was eating a pear, and he dropped this, you know, we were learning the laws of Shabbos, of planting. You're not allowed to plant in Shabbos. If a person is eating a fruit, he has to be careful that he doesn't drop it on the ground, the seeds. And he said the fruit, just a pear tree came out. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. If you take a rock and put it on the ground, it's not going to come up a rock tree. Why not? Because in the laws of nature, which God runs, he said it doesn't work that way. And this was the intention of Yavon, when they said, "Kisul lachem al keren hashor," write for yourselves on the horn of the shore that you have no portion in the Torah, in God anymore, the chelak of Hashem, the portion of Hashem. Because they wanted to tell us, just like we sinned by the chet ha'egel, we sinned by the golden calf, and we went from open miracles to nature. Who was the father of Yavon? Aristotle. Aristotle said, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. Who was one of his main disciples? Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was spreading this mindset throughout the world. And there's one problem that faced them. The problem was the Jewish nation doesn't believe in this. And to go and kill him outright, that's not what we want. We want to assimilate him. Such a degree that they were Jews who had a bris milah, who tried to make themselves, attempted, and they did, to make themselves look like they never had a bris milah. That's the degree they went. Jews who went back the other direction. What's the kisulachem? Why specifically write for yourselves? So Yavon, as we said, they're chachamim, they're wise people. And as we all know, when you write something down, you get it clear. As I was preparing tonight, I'm writing this down, and as I'm writing this down, the shir, I'm preparing for the shir, I'm reading this concept. That Yavon were saying, the Greeks were saying, write down that you have no chelik in the God of Israel. Why? Because it gets into your system better. You understand things better that way. And if we didn't write it down, death sentence. Because initially they didn't want to kill us. They wanted to kill us spiritually, not physically. Why specifically on the ox? Like we mentioned. We have no, God hates us. That's what they want to tell us. And specifically on the horn of the ox, to imbue in our system, to plant in our genes this concept of the teva, nature is in charge. This was the mindset of Aristotle. This was the Greek Yavon's plan. There's no such thing in their mindset as the God of Israel. Why did they tell us to write Kisu lachem al keren hashor she'ein lachem chelek? You have no portion in the God of Israel. Every single word by them was for a reason. It wasn't just a random, you know what? This sounds like a nice slogan. We'll take this one, that one. They could have said, write down, you don't believe in God. Just like we say, the Ani Mamin Be'Emunah Shleimah, I do believe in Hashem. Write down, Ani Lo Mamin, I don't believe. Or, I'm a heretic, I don't believe in anything. But no, specifically, what's the Chelek? And what's Elokei Yisrael? Why not Hashem Echad? Why they say, Kis Lachem, Al Keren Hashor, write for yourselves on the horn, Shein Lachem Chelek, B'Hashem Echad. Like we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lachem Hashem Echad. What's Elokei Yisrael? And to this we come to the point that we started with earlier. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is in charge of the world. Hashem said the world runs by the Jewish nation and their actions. The mitzvahs that a Jew does, or Chas V'Shalom the other way around, makes the difference in the world. And that's why it says, that's why they told us to write chelek. Say you have no chelek, you have no portion. Because they knew the truth is we do have a chelek. And Hashem set up the system of the world as follows. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, that it's a 50-50 partnership. It's a 50-50 partnership. Hashem is in charge of everything. But Hashem created the world in such a way that He says, I'm 50 and you're 50. You, Steve, you're 50. That when we act in what we do, Hashem responds. We do mitzvahs, Hashem gives us more strength, feeds us more fuel, and doesn't cost what it costs outside. If we chas v'shalom do averus, we sin, then Yavin comes. Then the Romans come. Then Hitler Yimach Shemo comes. It's a 50-50 partnership. Hashem is on one hand, and we're on the other side. So they said, Ein lechem chelek chelek. You have no more portion. You're out of that picture. That's what Yavin wanted to tell us. He asked a question at the beginning of the share. Oz Yoshe Moshe. Sus v'roichvoy roma v'yom. The sus. The roichvoy roma v'yom. The sus with its chariot. The horse and its rider. He hurled into the sea. Who leads who? Who's in charge of who? The rider has the reins. He is in charge of the horse. At least he should be, right? So it should be, the Pasuk should say, that the rider is in charge of the horse. But it says, no, the sus, the horse, is in charge of the rider. It's a little backwards, and Dick took over there, right? Chazal tell us in Shir Shirim, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, L'susosi b'richvei paroi d'misich rayosi. Hashem says, with my mighty steeds who battle paro's riders, I reveal that you are my beloved ones. Shir Shirim Paragalaf Pasuk Tes. L'susosi b'richvei paroi d'misich rayosi. Hashem says, the love, the way I run the world, the love I have for you, my nation, is just like the horses, they ran into the sea, and they were in charge. That the Jewish nation goes after God and runs after God. What does he refer to? The Medrash tells us, that the Yam Suf, the waters, appeared to the horses that the Egyptians were riding on, as female horses. The waters appeared as female horses. And the Mitzvim are riding these horses. And they see the Yam Suf in front of them. And they want to stop. And Mitzrayim are Shtufi Zima. When Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, what happened? He said he had to hide his wife. This is a nation of people who, when it comes to morality, they take the cake. Number one on the list. These are male horses running, and they see these female horses. An image of female horses, tells us the Medrash. and they're running straight into the Yam Suf. Susaroich vayroma vayom. The riders are being pulled into the Yam Suf. That's what the Medrash tells us. And so too, when we serve Hashem, Hashem says, you have a chelek in Klal Yisrael. Kisu lachem lakeren asher, she'ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. This was the reason that Chazal told us, as we said earlier, hechshichu einayim, because they were saying they wanted to darken our eyes. No Shabbos, no Bris Milah, no Rosh Chodesh, no Limud HaTorah. They came in tonight, besides the donuts, the sufganiyot they would take, they take us all as well. And I think the donuts would stand a better chance than us. Once again, we find ourselves in a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. The war of Yavon was specifically against the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law. We're not going to get to an explanation of that now. Here we have a situation on a bad night like it is the weather-wise, and people come out to learn Torah. Chanukah, like every Yontif, is to strengthen our emunah in Hashem, our belief in Hashem, and to bring out Kavod Shemayim, bring out glory of God's name. One of the ways the halacha tells us is that we sing, we say Al Nisim, we say Hallel. It's not part of the tefillah now, but I think it's only appropriate if we sing a little Al Nisim. Al hanisim v'al haporkon v'al hagvurois v'al hatshuvos v'al hamilchamos she'asisu l'avoseinu b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh. Al hanisim v'al haporkon v'al hagvurois v'al hatshuvos v'al hamilchamos she'asisu l'avoseinu b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh. Al hanisim v'al
Yevonim nikbitzu olai, ahazai v'mechashmanim. Oh, farzo chai mois migdolai, v'timu kolashmanim. Oh, minai sarkan kanim, nazenez nashashanim.
Come in and sing.
Come and share our nanim. Yevonim, yevonim nikbitzu olai. As I be mechashmanim, oh, for so high my smigdalai, with him, oh, may I start a can,